Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know when I was, what would this have been, 30 years ago or so, first starting in the ministry, helping Brother Kenneth Hagin at his place there in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You talk about green, so ignorant of the Word. And yet, after I'd been there for a couple of years, man, compared to what I used to know, man, I'm a giant compared to my previous self. But that's just compared to me previously. Okay, you see this? And by the grace of God, we had been diligent. I know a friend of mine that we went to, we studied together, and we'd be in school all day long, all morning, and then prayer school and healing school. And then at night, we'd go back and go over the scriptures that we went through in the class, and we'd be up half the night and studying scriptures and eating nachos. And after 2 or 3 years of that, then another year or so of me helping and volunteering there at the ministry, I'm involved now with some of the ministry. And I was there every afternoon when Brother Hagin taught and preached at the healing school. Well, along in that time, there began to be an excitement all over Tulsa about some particular ministers and ministry. And it was very exciting. And I was, I went to some of the meetings, and man, there were some surprising things happened and amazing things happened. And boy, the scriptures were right there. And we were so excited about it. And a bunch of the folks going to Rhema got excited about it. And some of the staff got excited about it. And we were going to these meetings sometimes a couple of times a night during the week. And we're also doing things at Rhema, all excited. This went on for months. And then Brother Hagin began to teach in healing school 1 week. And he began to touch on some of the things that were happening and didn't call any names, didn't focus on anybody personally. But it was pretty obvious by the third day or so, he don't agree with that. He don't believe that's right. Or not just that he doesn't agree with it, he's saying according to the Word. Right. Well, that bothered everybody. Oh, wow. Including me. I thought, well, now hold on. We got scriptures for this. We got scriptures for this. And he's the one taught us, based everything on the Word. And so you begin to have to make a decision. And several people, like I said, some of the staff there didn't accept what he said about it and pursued it even stronger. And a bunch of the students continued to go. And I continued to go. But then during the day, I'm hearing him talk about this other. And I'm realizing he doesn't condone that. He doesn't approve of that. And then you hear people begin to say, well, Brother Hagin's getting older. And you know, Moses didn't go into the promised land. God's raising up a young Joshua generation. And he's showing new light to them that the older folks are not going to get. Somebody say disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
This is one of the indicators of a wrong spirit.
Yes.
Even if the Lord allowed you to see something beyond your elder, would you have ever got there without him? And all these people that were saying some of these things, they found out what faith was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, through this man's ministry. One of the ways you can tell a wrong spirit, it is disrespectful. And it is unthankful.
Yes.
Doesn't remember. Doesn't value. Doesn't show respect. But I'll be open with you. I struggled with this. Because we're young. And we want to see a move of God. And we're believing for miracles. And for signs and wonders. And we feel like we're seeing some of them. And we got scriptures. The enemy quoted scriptures. He has scriptures. When he came, is that right? When he came to Jesus? Real scriptures? What should you be testing, though? Not just that somebody's got a scripture. What should you be testing? The spirit of it. I said the spirit of it. Well, I struggled with it for a while. And thank God, Brother Hagin was just patient. He just kept on. Every once in a while, he'd get back on it again. And he'd talk about it some more. And he shared personal, you know, he's a great storyteller. And he'd share stories. He said, yeah, when he's a young pastor, it was popular in their area to have loosening meetings. Loosening meetings. So he said, well, he thought that's what's happening. We should have loosening meetings. So he said they had loosening meetings. And he said, we, through the course of our loosening meetings, we had every kind of manifestation you ever heard about and some you shouldn't heard about. But man, there were gyrations and there were manifestations and there was stuff happening. And he said, and a few months after that, it became popular to have deliverance meetings. Deliverance meetings. Everything was a devil. And, you know, there was devils in the flower pots and devils under the mats and devils everywhere. And so he said, we had deliverance meetings. And he said the same thing. He said, through the course of those weeks and months, we had every kind of manifestation you ever heard of and some you shouldn't have heard of. And months after that, there was a new move called Get Free. Sounds similar, but some different. Get Free. And so he said, then the same people that had gotten loosened and then they had gotten delivered, came and got free. And he said, over the course of months, we had every manifestation you ever heard of and some you shouldn't have heard of. And he said, but I'm there pastoring and there with them. He said, we're in a country church, out in the country. Most of my folks were farmers or ranchers. And I'd go out to visit with them. He said, sometime I'd go out to they're getting corn in. And I'd just walk down the row with them and pull off some ears of corn and talk to them while we're doing this. And he said, and I knew that these folks have the same problems they had 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. They're no better. They're in no better shape. And they've been through the loosening. And they've been through the deliverance. All right. And they've been through the get free. All right. And they still are dealing with the same things. No better, maybe worse. And he thought, Lord, something's not right here. Something's not right here. And so he began to seek the Lord earnestly and pray and do some fasting. And he said the Lord spoke to him. I believe he said at the end of a third day of this. He said, son, you're trying to get results from prayer that only my word will bring. And he made some adjustments. Does that mean something's wrong with prayer?
No.
Prayer is amazing and wonderful. Is anything wrong with grace? Only a foolish person would say anything negative about grace. Has faith then been done away with and replaced with grace? How do you rightly divide a truth with other truth? And your ability to do that is connected with the Holy Spirit, but it's also connected to your experience. The more you've done this and the longer you've walked with the Lord, the better armed you are and the quicker you are to see through things and the quicker you are to detect a wrong thing, which is why God gave us leaders, elders, spiritual fathers and mothers.
Yes.
We're supposed to derive protection from this. But many are not. The Lord said to me some years ago, many of my people are not deriving the full benefit out of the gifts I've given them because they refuse to give them a place in their life that they should have. Oh, it's great, dazzle me with good teaching and preaching, but don't get into my business. Don't try to tell me this or that. Well, the scripture says otherwise. It should be protection for us.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank God, by the grace of God, the Lord helped me to see that during that period of time. I was sitting there, I was pulled. I'd go to these services at night, and I think, well, and they got scriptures. There's scriptures. We got scriptures. We got scriptures for this, I thought. And I'd go back and I'd listen to him. And one day it dawned on me. He's talking about, again, the get free meetings, the deliverance meetings, the loosening meetings. I thought, he's seen all this. He's seen all this. And I thought, I don't see it. But this man's got, at that time, 50 years of experience in the ministry and walking with God on me. He said multiple visitations from the head of the church. He's the one the Lord sent me to get under to learn.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And Lord, if he's wrong about this, show him and show me. But I'm going to acknowledge I am Ned in the first reader. I am wet behind the ears. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I am preemie baby. And so I'm going to sit and listen and pay attention. I'm on a hook from that. And I'm going to give this thing some time. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. But I'm going to stay where God sent me. And I'm going to show respect. And not realizing it now, looking back, oh man, it saved my hide. It saved my hide. It took me 2 years to see it. So there's 2 years I'm thinking, maybe Brother Hagin's wrong about this. It was 2 years. Now, I didn't talk it. I certainly didn't say anything to him or anybody else. I just kept my mouth shut. And over the course of the time, the Lord showed me something here. Then he showed me something here. I learned something here. And over the course of time, it came together for me. And I saw, no, that's not right. That's not right. It wasn't a matter that he was right. It was the Spirit of God is right. And the Word is right. Come on, can you see this? But what I didn't realize is by me doing what the Spirit of God led me to do, it gave the Lord time. Oh, come on, can you see this? It gave him time to get to me and teach me and help me, because he knew how ignorant I was and how easily confused and misled I was at that time. He knew it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.